a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I eat a lot of toasties.
Yeah?
Most days I'll have a Vegemite and cheese toasty for lunch. Mm. And by I mean two.
Okay.
Right? Nice. So that's my whole thing. Go home, have Vegemite and cheese toasty. I will probably get to eat 1 1/4 of them because the girls will eat the rest.
Yeah, nice.
Always, they're like seagulls. Yeah. Oh, Daddy having a toasty? Yes. So obviously you'll be sharing that with me, Dad. Okay, great. No worries. That's fine. Whatever. As long as you're eating. But the thing that I love most about a toasty with cheese is when the cheese leaks out the sides and you get the crunchy cheese outside the bread, outside the toast and around the crust and stuff. To the point where, like, sometimes if there's a, like, really tasty-looking bit that's left on the Jaffa line.
Yeah.
Important to note, I use a Jaffa line, not a flat
toasty. Yeah, so it's not a toasty, it's a Jaffa, but that's fine. We won't get bogged down in that.
Toasty. So I'll pick it off and I'll eat just the
piece
of cheese.
Yeah, I do that too. Never waste those bits.
No. It's gotten a bit, not out of control, but I feel like I'm spiralling because now I'm setting up my toasties to fail in the sense that I'm putting putting cheese dangerously close to the edge, knowing full well that it will leak out and then I will end up with the cheese, the crusty cheese on the outside.
Do you think that maybe we can do like a whole layer of just cheese?
That's my idea, was the whole, like, so can I do like a toasty but instead of bread?
Yeah.
Cheese.
Can I be there?
Well, do you reckon it'll ruin my Jaffa line?
No way. No way. What's the difference between a little, what happens with a little bit of cheese?
It's a lot of cheese. If I go too, who knows how much to put in? That's the thing. And if
just
I
give
it
a light
hard,
drizzle.
It'll.
Just give it a light drizzle, I reckon, and then just see what happens.
Do you think I go cheese
on
the outside of bread? So just it like turn the toasty inside out?
Yeah, I mean, you could do that, but then you're not going to get that crunch, are you? You're just going to get melted cheese on bread. The bread will soak it up. You want that thin, crusty layer of cheese that's escaped the boundaries of what you think its life could be and turned into something else.
So you
crunchy
think,
cheese.
So you think it should just be essentially like a card.
Yeah.
But cheese.
Yeah.
Just like a piece of paper, but cheese.
Yes.
Just toasted.
100%.
Crunchy, chewy.
I'm in. When are we doing this?
Well, I mean, we don't have a Jaffa line here. We've only got the toasty thing.
Oh, I'm not using the work toasty. Are you serious?
You know what you catch from that. All right, well, maybe I'll try it this weekend and I'll film it for the socials.
And bring me a slice of crusty cheese.
If it works, probably not.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Okay, so this is not an apology to you. Okay.
Oh, well, all right.
It's an apology to someone. No, don't. Nah, it's an apology to someone else. It's to my cousin's husband. So technically, my cousin through association.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your
cousin-in-law.
Cousin-in-law.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay that. Cousin-in-law.
Cousin-in-law, that's the thing.
Yep.
That's the thing.
Sure.
Anyway, lovely guy.
Okay.
Really nice.
Yeah.
And so when we were at a family event a week and a bit ago, we're sitting around having a bit of a chat and I don't know how it got onto the topic. I think my auntie might have brought it up. And we were talking about how crazy people tie their shoelaces, right? With the double bunny ears and then the twist and that, right?
Old school. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and how all of us collectively as a family, they were like, that's not okay. So what everyone...
Hang on. But when you're a kid, the easiest way to learn is the bunny ears.
Always for the kids. Yeah, I get it, mate. You love kids, okay? I'm not bagging out the kids.
Yeah, but I learned, I think, doing bunny ears. And
then people bring that into adulthood. Learn to tie your shoe.
So that's what you're saying. That's where the problem is.
Teach kids to do hard things at the start. They'll get used to it. They're very smart.
Next you want me to be teaching the girls to drive manual.
Yeah. Because that turns out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So then my cousin-in-law said, oh, but you know when you start off tying your shoe, right? It's going to be a bit hard to explain, but we're going to get there, right?
Okay,
so
I'm going to do
it.
Why you get your Adidas on? Good on you.
I do. So you've got your two untied bits of string.
Right, you got your two, they're probably shoelaces as opposed to string, but that's...
Oh, yeah, sorry, shoelaces, right?
If you're using string for shoelaces, so, mate,
do you need to borrow
$20?
That's tough. All right. So normally what you do is you cross it.
Yes, you go
right?
across.
And then you go, You grab your the left one and you go over the top of the right one.
Yeah, and under.
And under.
Yep.
Right? Creating like an X.
The first, yeah, and it's that's the
situation.
First knot.
That's
and
the
then
first
you pull
one.
Pull that tight.
Pull that tight. Do you know what my cousin-in-law does?
What? No.
He goes for another loop around.
He does a what?
He does a double.
Hang on.
He does a double.
Hang on. So I'm going back to the start. So I've got the two shoelaces.
Yes.
I've got one in my left hand, one in my right.
Yes.
I'm using them like reins.
Yes.
Yeehaw. Right. I'm crossing them. Wait.
Yeah.
I'm crossing the right over the left.
Or whichever way works for you.
And then I'm bringing the left over the right and tucking it under.
Tucking it under.
And then going again.
He goes again. He does the double middle knot, like the first knot. And I went to town on him, and I'm like, you loser. And I pointed, and I made everyone laugh at him.
Stood
right?
on a table, stood on an esky, if I know you.
Right? And then these Adidas shoes in particular always loosen, and I'm forever tying the laces. Is it all Adidas?
My Adidas used to do it too.
That's man, why I made the move sort it out.
Humor.
So anyway, I've started doing the double loop.
Hang on. So, because I'm a double knot guy.
I'm not a double knot guy because it's too much.
No, but then
it's
you've got less shoelace.
It's just you're the type of guy that ties bread roll bags and makes it so knotty just in case a burglar comes in and tries to steal some rolls. You're that type, I can guarantee.
No, I'm the type of guy that will look all the way through the kitchen to find that bloody bread tag. And I'm finding that tag.
Just do a twist and tuck under. I mean, that's normal, right? Anyway, I'm rocking the double loop knot part. Yeah. Doesn't matter how you choose to do the hoops after that, okay? But I've actually got to say sorry. Got to say sorry to my cousin-in-law because he's on the money.
The extra twist.
The extra twist is working out for me. So do yourself a favour. Give yourself the extra twist today.
Okay. So I've got a double knot on my left foot like I always do.
Yeah.
And I've got the way you've just taught me on my right foot.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out.
Nice.
Today.
Scientific.
We're gonna hang out together all day until something happens.
You just tell me what happens. Send me a message.
Yes, but I'm not there. Finish without me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, it's Friday. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. On Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love. Ah, yes. What are you doing?
It's just trying to throw you. I was bringing that back for a bit of spice.
Geez, that
scared
threw,
you.
It did throw me because I didn't know what you were doing.
I,
so
I was just flailing my arms about pointing
at me like it's your turn. You go, you do it. Which is what we do if it's like your turn to ask a question. It's an aggressive point. I was like, what is going on?
I thought I'd try and
good mission accomplished.
Thank you.
Mate.
Oh, there you go.
Completely derailed me because I was like, yes, it is my go. Why is she pointing at me? Have I missed something?
Now, that's Fun Fact Friday.
Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart. Because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
And you did it anyway in the face of adversity, mate.
Yeah, mate.
This is a professional right here.
12 kilometres to school every morning in the snow barefoot. Fun facts this week, not flushing a public toilet or just toilet in general would be considered probably a crime everywhere.
Yeah.
Against humanity.
Yeah.
And the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And the people of your community.
Yeah.
In Singapore, where they are traditionally pretty laxy-daisy on their laws. They're not.
Yeah, they're
chewing gum. They're very severe.
Oh, yeah.
Chewing gum's
it's the
illegal.
Chewing gum, yeah.
It's a crime in Singapore to not flush a public toilet.
Good. Also, if you lean over and something comes out of you at an angle that doesn't get in the bowl, maybe that's your thing to clean up.
Yeah, don't just leave it.
God.
Shout out to anybody who has to clean toilets that are used by the general public.
You are the real MVPs. God's work.
You are
seriously
much better people than the rest of us.
Oh, my, yeah, amazing people.
You know how people, like, particularly during lockdown, everybody got obsessed with houseplants and they just filled their houses with houseplants and then they realised, oh, Jesus, I don't know how to take care of anything, let alone a houseplant.
Yeah.
And they all die?
Yeah.
Or died? apparently living amongst dying houseplants makes you more stressed than not having the houseplants in the first place.
Oh, because you all have each other's feelings.
Well, I don't
like
know.
Like they're depressed and then you get,
oh, I don't know.
Right, sync up.
Last month, just in case, lawmakers in Canada passed an amendment to allow for prosecution of crimes committed on the moon, just in case.
That's good. I like forward thinking.
That is forward thinking. What else have I got for you? Human skin has no wetness receptors, so you can't feel wet. What you're feeling is the temperature combined with a certain texture and pressure on your skin that your brain takes those three things and incorporates them together and goes, wetness.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Isn't it? God, the human brain
is... The skin's real bad at feeling stuff, hey. Like, if you try to feel your own hand... No, as in, like, if you get your left hand and try and feel your right hand, I can't tell what's what, even when I try. It's really hard. I was thinking about this yesterday.
Like, you've got this, like, disconnect between your brain and
my spinal
and your skin.
Because
you're always like, I love it when it feels like you don't know where the air stops and your skin starts
at
perfect
temperature. That's the best, perfect temperature.
That's not a thing.
It is tight.
All right, let's wrap up Fun Fact Friday this week with, and I'm going to have a go at it, Kanbari Nayudo. Kanbari Nayudo, I apologise if I got that wrong, is a Japanese spirit that lurks around toilets on New Year's Eve and tries to lick you.
All right, let's go to Japan 2023!
Oh, I don't reckon that's a spirit. I reckon that's a stitch up. That's all that is. Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.